A reading from Mark 7, 1-8. The Pharisees and some of the teachers of the law who had come from Jerusalem gathered around Jesus and saw some of his disciples eating food with hands that were defiled, that is, unwashed. The Pharisees and all the Jews do not eat unless they give their hands a ceremonial washing, holding to the tradition of the elders. When they come from the marketplace, they do not eat unless they wash. And they observe many other traditions, such as washing of cups, pitchers, and kettles. So the Pharisees and teachers of the law asked Jesus, "Why don't your disciples live according to the traditions of the elders, instead of eating their food with defiled hands?" He replied, "Isaiah was right when he prophesied about you hypocrites. As it is written, 'These people honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. They worship me in vain. Their teachings are merely human rules. You have let go of the commands of God and are holding on to human traditions.'"
You have to know something about the times and the Jewish world that Jesus is walking around in to understand the importance of the traditions. And when it says that the Pharisees and some of the teachers of the law had become the religion with all of their legalistic points of what it meant to be righteous and holy and a man of God. And it had become everything, probably flowing out of the Ten Commandments, but then it became superstitious and it became a matter of doing what the law says is right rather than what Jesus is focusing on here, which is the human heart.
I think it's captured in what Jesus says at the end here. You have let go of the commands of God, which is the law, and are holding on to the human traditions. It's the traditions that they had made up from that law. There were hundreds of rules that had been made that came out of the laws of defining how they were to apply the Ten Commandments, the Torah, into everyday life. And they had made it a series of rules to keep people in bondage. And so the spirit of the law is gone. The law, the Torah, was a path to lead you to blessing. Now it became a path that kept you bound, and you were more concerned about doing the rules than recognizing that the law, the path, was to get you to God and experience Him fully.
I find that you've enlightened me here in a way, because one of the things you hear when people are attacking the Bible is they're attacking all of these strange rules and regulations in the Old Testament. But in a way, that's addressed here, that these were made by man.
Well, the rules in the Old Testament weren't necessarily bad. They were helpful to the people. They were set up as a way of having social order. But what humans do is they take things that are principles that help us get to the next stage. That's the Torah. It's the path to a better way. It's a path to a good society. It's a path to living in peace. And we apply them in ridiculous ways. And so now we keep people in bondage. And the leaders that Jesus is talking to, they made money off of this. They made their living off of this. And so it was very manipulative, not really looking at the spirit of the law, which was to get people to experience God and to have a stable and a peaceful society.
And hasn't that kind of spirit infiltrated the church in some ways?
It always is a challenge. Will we live out the spirit of what Christ calls us to, or will we be set in our rules and our boxes and our ways of thinking about things?